Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1725, Richer in Retirement by Mr. 1500 of 1500days.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Happy Hanukkah if you're celebrating. This is the podcast where I serenade you with the sweet sounds of personal finance knowledge from some of the best blogs on the planet, with the author's permission, of course. And with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Richer in Retirement by Mr. 1500 of 1500days.com. I vividly remember struggling with money at university. My apartment was paid for, but I supported myself otherwise. I had a part-time job at a computer lab that paid $4.25 an hour. From this money, I had to buy food and everything else. My diet suffered the most. I'd buy the cheapest tomato sauce and cook a huge batch of noodles on Sunday evening. Then I'd eat spaghetti all week, every week. Lunch was peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, all week, every week. My food drought ended when I started working a real job after graduation. The first thing I bought with my first paycheck was a pound of ground beef. 20 years later. At the time I bought that pound of ground beef 20 years ago, life was a lot different. Debt. I had so much debt that if I was in a Harry Potter book, my name would have been Dumbledore. That was a horrible joke, but I'm tired. Forgive me. Anyway. I was in the hole to the tune of $60,000, 50 grand in student loans and 10 grand in credit cards. I felt buried. Now, my net worth sits at $2.3 million. Life is good. Sloppy Joe. With that first pound of beef, I made Sloppy Joes. That was one of my most memorable meals of all time. And I still love Sloppy Joes to this day. My debt may be gone, but my shitty taste still exists. $37,000. My first job paid me around $37,000 a year. I felt like I was making loads of money. This past weekend, I was at a community college and glanced at a job board for students. One part-time student job offered pay of $18 an hour, or about $36,000 a year. Sigh. Fast forward 20 years, and I'm now done with formal work. Despite not having a job, this has been a lucrative month. Trailer park, also known as elevated living estates to the politically ultra-correct, $12,867. Syndication deals, $1,500. Co-working space, $1,000. Mortgage notes, $500. Private loan, $293. $16,160, boom. That's a lot of money to make in 1 month. And I'm not even including blog money. It isn't much. Or wife revenue. It's a bit healthier. Also, the month isn't even over yet. And these income streams will continue to grow. Trailer park. We still have elevated living units for sale and 4 lots to develop. The park won't hit its full money printing potential until late 2020 or 2021. Syndications. I just signed up for my biggest syndication deal yet. $100,000, and it will start paying out shortly. The others will continue to increase payments as the syndicators rehab the properties and raise rents. And co-working space. We're growing memberships and improving the space. Warning, shameless and idiotic plug ahead. And then there will be new income streams. Mindy and I just bought another home and will rent our current one out. I've thought about starting another small business. I have a friend that I may partner with who wants to buy properties for vacation rentals. On and on. What we're doing is building momentum. We're far more interested in making a lot of money long-term than generating short-term cash flow. And no lifestyle inflation over here either. We've spent $3,782 in October. The surplus for the month is over $12,000. Just when I need money the least, we have more of it than ever. FIRE is a positive feedback loop. I first learned about positive feedback systems in university when studying the estrogen cycle in human physiology class. From Wikipedia, a positive feedback system, positive feedback or exasperating feedback, is a process that occurs in a feedback loop which exasperates the effects of a small disturbance. That is, the effects of a perturbation on a system include an increase in the magnitude of the perturbation. What the hell does that mean? I'll lay it out with a simple example. Imagine your thermostat breaks and works the opposite of how it should. Instead of the heat coming on when it gets cold, it comes on when it gets warm. So the hotter it gets, the hotter it gets. FIRE helps create a positive feedback loop. FIRE gives you the gift of time. Time leads to money, which frees up more time, which makes more money. Here are some examples where my freedom has contributed to my bottom line. Number one, new house. It took a couple of years of diligent work, but Mindy and I just scored a spectacular deal on a home. We expect to make at least $150,000 in tax-free gains when we sell it. Number two, DIY fun. This new home has a pool that needs repair and a furnace that needs to be replaced. The quotes that I received for the work were $20,000 and $6,000 respectively. One of the guys who gave me a pool estimate flat out told me that the job would be $5,000 if I lived in Florida, where there are more pools and less competition for labor. I did a load of research and calculated that I could do the pool repairs for about $2,000 and replace the furnace for under $2,000. I've never done either job, but I'm confident that I can complete both and not drown or blow myself up. And number three, entrepreneurial adventures. I wouldn't own a co-working space or trailer park with a job. Not working frees me up to do what I love. It just so happens that some of the things I love to do, like building things and farting around with real estate, have the side effect of making more money. This is why I don't worry about the 4% rule, safe withdrawal rates, or running out of money. My income as a software developer was healthy, but I see a time when money from all of my fiery activities surpasses it. Of course, this won't work if you plan to sit on the couch in pajamas and eat Cheetos. However, if that's your plan, you should just stay at your job anyway. But if you've saved enough to retire early, you're probably a driven person who would feel miserable living a life of leisure. The greatest luxury. The greatest luxury in life is time. It's hard to truly appreciate it until you have it or have lost it. The confines of a busy life constrict our time. And when we don't have time, we don't have mental bandwidth. When we don't have mental bandwidth, we don't come up with ideas or create. Time to sit around or walk and just think is highly underrated. I've never considered myself to be a creative type of person, but now that I have the time, the huge list of things I want to do grows longer every day. Because of financial independence, I believe that I'll end up richer by measure of bank account. However, I'm already richer in personal development and experiences, which is far more important. Life is good. You just listened to the post titled Richer in Retirement by Mr. 1500 of 1500days.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. This is a pretty timely article for me. While I'm not yet financially independent and retired, I'm financially secure enough where I'm not desperate for a full-time job right now. And because my expenses are so low, they are easily met, and I'm able to enjoy an incredible abundance of time for creative and entrepreneurial pursuits. But I made a really hard decision this week. I turned down a job offer with a salary of $150,000. It sounds completely insane to say that out loud. It was a really good job with great benefits, a company I believe in that's doing good in the world, and I'm highly qualified for it. But the demand on my time would be costly. It may have affected my ability to host this podcast, which is something that I love, or stretch me too thin on other projects like the Economy Conference, which is an event I produce. The reality is, since I left my corporate job this past January, I've had a $100,000 decrease in my income, and it had absolutely no effect on my quality of life. That's freedom to me. That tells me that I'm doing something right and prioritizing the precious resource of time over the opportunity to make more money that, frankly, I don't really need that bad. This article reminded me that not being tied down with a full-time job will allow me the time and energy to explore income streams that are perhaps less demanding and more fulfilling. It's a scary choice that I made this week because there's still a lot of uncertainty on where my future income will come from. But I'm really trying to embrace that uncertainty with a level of trust in myself and recognizing that I can't possibly anticipate today the opportunities that will present themselves tomorrow. There will always be more job opportunities in the future. But I think one day I'll look back on this incredible time of exploration and be glad that I bet on myself. And that's a wrap for another show. Have a great rest of your day, a happy Hanukkah if you're celebrating, and I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.